The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is great plants for fall planters. As the air begins to turn cold in much of the United States, you might be looking to spruce up your outdoor pots. What to select? It should come as no surprise that many of the plants that look great in your garden in the fall also make great choices in containers. A great general rule is that if a plant blooms naturally in the fall, it is going to be a solid option. Here are my top five great plants for fall planters. Number one, garden mums. This likely comes as no surprise. Mums are the quintessential fall flower. They are happy in the cool weather, come in a huge variety of sizes and colors, and are economical. One of my favorites comes from Bluestone Perennials. It's called Jessica Louise. She's a large flowered selection with pale pink flowers blushed with deeper shades of pink. So lovely. Common name is garden mum. The bloom time is late summer and fall, and the botanical name is chrysanthemum. Number two, black-eyed Susans. Also commonly known as Rudbeckia, black-eyed Susans are great plants for fall planters. They are versatile, heat and drought tolerant, and require little care. They grow easily all summer and fall, providing both vibrant color and velvety foliage. Currently, I'm in love with an unusual variety called Cherry Brandy Rudbeckia. It's about 20 inches tall with large cherry rose-colored petals, a long blooming plant that also makes lovely cut bouquets. The common name, black-eyed Susans, bloom time, summer and fall, and botanical name, Rudbeckia hirta. Next up are coneflowers. Coneflowers are great plants for fall planters for good reason. They resist the fluctuating temperatures of fall, are easy to grow, bloom for weeks on end, and attract birds and pollinators. They also make lovely cut flowers in a dizzying array of colors, shades of pink, orange, yellow, red, and chartreuse. Coneflowers also boast tons of different flower shapes and sizes. Double Scoop Cranberry is an outstanding, vibrant red from the Michigan Bulb Company. Coneflowers are members of the daisy family. Common name, coneflowers, bloom time, summer and fall. Botanical name is Echinacea. Next on the list is asters. Another popular member of the daisy family, asters are perennials related to both sunflowers and dandelions. They come in many varieties and nearly any color you can conceive of. Asters attract loads of bees and butterflies, providing these pollinators with an important late season supply of nectar. My Etsy shopping pals alerted me to this beauty, a purple stunner called Grape Crush. Common name, asters. Bloom time, late summer and fall. Botanical name, aster. And last is purple fountain grass. Last but certainly not least of great plants for fall planters is this eye-catching beauty. Full of shape and movement, purple fountain grass is a clumping plant of long, slender burgundy leaves and arching spikes of lazy purplish flowers. Graceful and fluid, it's a fast grower that does best when planting in springtime. Fireworks from Plants Express is a showstopper that I just love. Common name, purple fountain grass. Bloom time, summer and fall. Botanical name, Pinacetum fireworks. Thank you so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.